the importance of compliance. It ensures patient safety, quality of care, and adheres to establishing a standard and a protocol. There are some legal obligations with Indian government as well as with the some governments in their own countries, which would necessitate comprehensive understanding and implementation of how exactly the data is being maintained inside the infrastructure as well as how it is shared outside the infrastructure. There are some legalities pertaining to what data is supposed to be shared to, let's say, for example, the data achieved inside the hospital for a particular person is to be shared with the insurance company. Insurance company can't have access to all the data of the patient at one go. The details of insurance company had to be specific. Only that particular point of data is to be shared with the insurance company. Rest remains with the healthcare provider. So there are some legal obligations, there are some legal bondings into it. So to make a positive reputation and foster the trust of the patient, healthcare providers and all the broader community are taken into consideration to know what is the importance of the compliance of this data which is available with the healthcare provider is all about. It also helps in protecting the financial stability and prevents the revenue loss by minimizing the penalties, fines, and legal expenses associated with non-compliance. It upholds the ethical principle and professional integrity by reinforcing commitments to ethical healthcare practice. It also helps in enhancing the transparency and accountability in healthcare operations by promoting a culture of integrity and excellence. There are certain strategies for addressing the regulatory challenges. Understanding what are the regulatory updates which are there, changes which happens on regulatory monitoring agencies and professional organizations, to be updated about how exactly these challenges or regulatory updates are been taking place on a regular or periodic basis. There has to be continuous audits on areas of non-compliance and addressing the deficiency of policies where policies and practices where which are to be needed, how exactly we are needed to counter that policies, and where exactly we would stand a scale, a balanced scale, where all the regulatory policies would be at par with the concerned authorities, to develop a clear policies and procedures for compliances and ensuring they are accessible and understandable to all who are consistently applied to it. So all the patients, all the stakeholders, all the staff basically are adhered to certain policies regulated by the government norms. These policies are to be clear, documented, and are to be ensure that each and every person or each and every stakeholder is adherent to that policies. There are some norms which are to be implemented inside the healthcare system where these policies could take place and could be regulated in a different definitive way. It also involves into giving training, education to staff on how the compliances are a matter on this regulatory policies. How the implementation of this particular technology solutions would help in automating the task, and compliance management software where which would help in understanding if a particular licensing part or if a particular regulatory part is being deformed or probably is supposed to be going into expiry, would be popped up in a definitive way to show up how exactly we could regulate that. There has to be some electronic documentation system which could be helping in understanding or regulating this particular phases of a regulatory mechanism. The challenges basically for this would be complexity of the healthcare regulations. For each healthcare vertical or probably each healthcare department, there are different healthcare regulations, constants, which have been predetermined by the systems. Like the governing council of medical, MCI, Medical Council of India, regulates the treatment plan, whereas CDSCO or FDA regulates on the drug parameters. Similarly, the diagnostics has been looked after by the CMRI. So all these different authorities or different healthcare verticals are having their own rules and regulations set. Integrating all these rules and regulations under one roof becomes a regulatory challenge. Resource constraining to staff time, expertise and technology investments, as this all technologies are integrated, automated, there has to be investment done on observatory or probably the staff which would be operational at different times. So just to let us know how exactly why this constraint of staff time, expertise and technology would come into play. Earlier there was a regulatory time for each and every department. Now each and every department is working 24/7. Understanding the requirement of 24/7 requirement of each department, where automated functions are happening but observatory work has to be taken place for each and every department, which would increase the manpower cost to have a rotational shift involved for during day as well as night. This would include into adjusting the time of the person or employee in such a way which was current earlier as a specific time, now it has been converted into rotational shift. Regulatory overload and managing compliances across diversified landscapes and necessity efficient process would prioritize the key component compliance areas. Because of this regulatory overload and managing compliances, we are able to diversify our landscape, but with the efficiency as well as prioritizing how these compliances of the areas could be taken into consideration. The enforcement of regulatory agencies through audits, investigations and penalties emphasize on importance of proactive compliance measures and risk mitigation strategies. The data security and privacy concerns with compliance efforts highlight the need for robust security protocols and privacy safeguarding to protect the sensitive information of the patient. Telehealth and virtual care impact. With expanded access to the care and improved convenience for the patient, particularly those in remote areas and with mobility limitations, there has been a continuous education and engagement which has been done through different means, by telehealth care or virtual healthcare. This enhances the patient's engagement and education by directly facilitating a meaningful interactions and shared decision making between patients and the healthcare providers. This has also helped in transforming the healthcare delivery models with technology and enabling a provision for care beyond a traditional clinic setting and empowering the patient to take a more active role in managing their health and resources in a different way. It also promotes continuity of care and proactive health management through different various modes of monitoring and virtual follow-up and improving the healthcare outcomes by reducing the healthcare disparity. Assessing the digital divide affecting the access to technology for technological appointment, highlighting the needs for equitable access to the telehealth services and support for underserved population. The challenges basically are inconsistent reimbursement rate, complex billing structures, different payers, different healthcare settings, posing different financial challenges for providers and limiting patient access to telehealth services. There is a privacy and security concerns with telehealth platform, which includes data breach, unauthorized access and compliance with different insurance agencies. It also has the security measures and encryption protocols. There are some licenses and credentiality requirement for telehealth providers by various healthcare governments regulations, which create administrative burdens and regulatory challenge for provider for operating this in different state lines. there is different regulatory frameworks for standardizing practice and ensuring a quality of care. Also, there is a patient safety and legal compliance for the telehealth services. There are certain regulatory challenges and legal consideration at different jurisdictions which would help, have an access to telehealth services and collaborations practice in a different areas and different regulation variations. The future outcome of telehealth is basically innovation in remote patient monitoring and AI-driven virtual care, which enhances the scope and capability of telehealth services and enable a more personalized and proactive approach to the care delivery. This is a future expansion basically for telehealth services and capabilities driven by advancement in technology and changes in healthcare system models, which would help in shift of the patient preferences and expectations. Due to continuous transformation of healthcare delivery and patient outcomes, there are different integral components which are integrated into healthcare system worldwide, which would help into delivering a more patient benefit approach. Emphasis is mostly on interoperability of the data exchange, how exactly it is facilitated in a seamless way to different healthcare platforms and infrastructures, to promote how exactly the care of the particular segments is been happening. The collaboration basically with different stakeholders, policymakers, technological vendors, and patient advocacy helps us to understand and address the telehealth challenges. Also advocate how the supportive policies and would help into accessing the health services to all in diversified location to across all populations. The introduction of the patient financial experience and engagement. Patient financial experience and engagement involves how patients interact with the financial aspects of the healthcare. Understanding the bill, managing the payment, navigating the insurance coverage, all this comes into the aspects of how exactly the financial experience the patient would have. The understanding how well-being of the financial well-being of the patient is based on how the revenue cycle performance of that particular patient would come into play and would affect the patient satisfaction ratio across the healthcare. Affordability of the care. Understanding the financial aspect and experience, ensuring that healthcare services are accessible to all with regardless of financial constraints is the prime aspect. Indian government has now started with Ayushman Bharat and other protocols which would help into knowing, taking the care of the patient till 5 lakhs at all verticals of the healthcare at different government locations has helped into addressing the financial circumstances of the patients, enhancing the overall satisfaction rate with the healthcare services, because these services are were initially provided into the government settings where patients were not happy with the services or overall satisfaction. These services are being now encompassed with private healthcare institution, enabling the services of Ayushman Bharat. So this patient satisfaction rate has been now increased. How the healthcare access or equitability has gained importance. As this, in a similar way, this Ayushman Bharat protocols or Ayushman Bharat services could be accessed to all the people across India having Indian citizenship in any location, any state, any diversified nature. So it gives accessibility and equality to all the healthcare, all the demographic people equally. The health and well-being, basically the impact of how the financial health or well-being would be addressed, since government has given a 5 lakh compensation for all disease conditions in a particular way. So the financial well-being of a patient is been taken into consideration, and it has been it is helping patients to regain the faith into the healthcare system in India. This has also helped in revenue cycle performance of a healthcare provider to give additional support to the patient in case of need. The strategy is basically the price transparency. Due to mapping of certain implants and stains with the certain standards, the government has provided a clear upfront information about how the healthcare cost would be transferred into. So there the pricing transparency has been initiated by the government of India by providing us a fixed cost to all the implants and stents out there. So restricting the cost of surgical procedures, which has helped in educating and counseling of the insurance coverage area as well as the financial responsibility of a patient to understand what would be the future cost of the surgical procedures or a surgical implants. It has also streamlined billing and payment process in understanding how the billing process would happen, which becomes simplified due to understanding the cost of implants or additional services which are incurred by the healthcare systems. Financial assistance programs, providing option to patient by facing financial challenges by knowing what exactly their financial constraints are and giving away the benefits or probably the options to pay in a different manner altogether. Empowering patient advocacy, supporting the patient in navigating the billing system as well as into the insurance system, and communicating the support to how exactly outreach patients are being addressed and their concerns are being addressed. Data analytics and insights are helping the patient to understand their preferences as well as their priorities upfront to know how exactly the billing and the financial aspects would take place. Different challenges and consideration in the patient financial experience and engagement. Earlier, the understanding of the healthcare billing system was very difficult. Difficult in understanding how exactly the navigating process of each bill would take place. With and having insurance into pay, there are different variations or coverage into reimbursement policies based on the premium which patient pays or based on the category of the services the patient has been encountered into. There has to be some financial literacy and health literacy to the people given by the healthcare provider to understand how, when and what challenges the patient would face during an insurance claim providing and what would be their variations in coverage. The regulatory compliance is encompassing how exactly the privacy is being protected while giving away the structure of the finances given by the patients, how the socio-economic and culture factors are being impacted with different culture barriers of patient engagement, and how exactly the regulatory factors of different verticals of or different backgrounds of people are being encountered to take away to manage the healthcare revenue factors. So this basically understands how exactly we could counter the compliances into the revenue cycle management. There are different future-proofing revenue of cycle operations where journey of money into healthcare from scheduling appointments to payment structure. It prepares an operation for challenges and challenges in the healthcare landscape, which ensures financial sustainability, which involves healthcare regulations as well as policies. It optimizes the revenue capture and minimizes the revenue leak for healthcare organizations. Also enhances the operational efficiency by streamlining the billing and payment processes. It facilitates the adaptation of technology advancement and shifts in patient experience. There are different embarrassed technologies which invest into modern solutions to streamline processes to enhance the patient experience. There has to be focus on data analytics, like utilizing the data insights to optimize the performance and inform decision making. Prioritize revenue integration, which ensures accurate reimbursement through proactive measures, as well as involving the patient financial responsibility and transparent billing. Streamlining revenue cycles by standardizing the workflow, and invest in staff training and development to keep staff updated on the regulations and the best practices which have been practiced. It also across the communication channels and with the different departments are to be established in a proper way. Be prepared in pivotal response to change in regulations and technology, and basically understanding how exactly the revenue cycle operations ensures there's a financial health and sustainability in challenging the healthcare landscape. So, after understanding of what revenue cycle management basically is all about, we would be able to know how exactly the revenue cycle management is being termed into different categories with introduction of telemedicine, with introduction of how the external vendors are performing, with introduction of how different collaborations of AI or ML mechanisms are taking place, or any other integration facilities, or the billing cycles which are there with insurance and cashless providers are being taking place. So all combine into one, how exactly the revenue cycle or revenue cycle management of a healthcare facility is been taking place, is been concise into a different modes and models which could facilitate into generating revenue at such in a complete robust system of a healthcare. Thank you.